all to a no.
Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Did you hear that? God damn! Those are some wild ass punches, man. What's up, everybody? Charlie Zonoff, your host today. 202-0 Victory Radio. As you all noticed, I'm mostly on Instagram. I don't do pound-for-pound radios that much, only when I win fights, which is every single month. Since I got to 200, I don't have to fight as often, but every time I do fight, it is a spectacular performance. Therefore, however, the next win will be, I don't know, probably September or late August. We'll see. Look, I just won today. But anyways, man, that was, I mean, I knew I was going to, I said it was that I was going to impress. But, and I knew that I was the greatest boxer that has ever laced up gloves. But hell, I didn't think, I didn't know I was this good, man. I didn't know I was this good. I knew that I was the greatest, hands down, that nobody could touch me. That no, but I didn't know I was this fucking good. Holy shit. That 1-2-3, that three-piece, I literally, and the guy threw back at me. And the guy knew he was in a fight. And the guy, I mean, you, and the guy was bloodied up. And yet, I mean, come on. You people on the internet that have literally, you put your entire life, like your whole life is about sabotaging the champ, and you continue to fail. Listen, what you saw today, the beatdown, the masterful beatdown that you saw today, the TKO that you saw today, he was a light heavyweight boxer. I don't know exactly how many fights he had. He said he had some fights, light heavyweight amateur boxer. Look, I beat a 180-0 boxer. Does it matter how many fights he had? The point is this. I smashed him. The guy, yeah, he may have bit his lip, but I broke his nose. Therefore, that's the blood really came from the nose. You saw he put in his nostrils. I mean, very satisfying win. Amazing win, man. Good opponent. You know, all these sick people that doubted me on the internet, what do you have to say now? You sick motherfuckers. I mean, how much more can I keep exposing you? Just give it up, man. I'm the best boxer. Listen, what you saw today, this is going to continue for another 10, 15, maybe even 20 years. So my suggestion, save your time, save yourself some time, get off the internet, or just, you people need to give it up, man. That kind of speed cannot be taught. Cannot. That power cannot be taught. That speed, that power, that, no, it's just, I'm the GOAT, man. I'm naturally the greatest of all time. It does not matter how much money I make, even though I'm doing pretty well in that too. It does not matter. What matters is my victories, my wins, no losses. It's like when you watch today's fight, like I'm going to put a play right now. You watch today's fight. Like, I'm beating the shit out of it. Like, yeah. And then you, like, let's just say, like, a new boxing fan just goes on Vimeo.com. Let's use a better example, you know, because Vimeo's better than YouTube. All right. YouTube, Vimeo, whatever. Let's just say, oh, shit. I lit him up. But, yeah, let's just say a new fan just, like, new to boxing, like, underground boxing. Like, he, you know, he's been told that the mainstream is rigged, and now he wants to get into real boxing. Okay, so he watches Charlie Zonoff, the undisputed champion of the world, the underground undisputed champion of the world. And today, when you see me box, when you see that level of skill, and then you see at the record, okay, Charlie Zonoff is 202-0, you cannot put quote-unquote anymore after this kind of victory, or, you know, even before. But now, it is so fucking irrefutable that I'm the greatest. It's not about, oh, look what he said, man. Oh, this guy praised me. This guy hated me. It doesn't matter what this guy or that guy or that guy or that guy says, because this guy that's talking right now is the greatest, and I proved it. Those punches prove that I'm the best. It's no, what I'm trying to say here is no longer an opinion. It's a fact. The Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship. As much as you want the Cavaliers to win, to have won, they lost. I won today's fight, and I won every fight. When you look at my performance today, and then you look at my record, 202-0, like, damn, that's a lot of wins. But then, when you look back at the fight, and you look at the speed of those punches, and you look at the record again, and you're looking like, damn, he really is 202-0. Look at how great I fight. Man, amazing win. And many more to come. I'm in my prime. Hey, my first victory as a 29-year-old. And let me tell you, better offensive performance than any win as a 28-year-old. I'm getting better with age. I'm in my prime. At 30 years old, I'm going to be even better. It's just amazing. Oh, and you literally can't compare any other fighter to me. Every fighter, I mean, no offense, but nobody, no other boxer is literally, no boxer is good compared to me. Everybody literally is just a regular person compared to Charlie Z. That kind of speed is just, it's inhuman. Yeah, I mean, I'm blessed. What can I say, man? I'm blessed, you know, that God made me this talented, you know. And to all you sick haters, you people that try to sabotage my life, which is boxing, you try to sabotage, well, you know you can't sabotage shit with the wife because Daria does not take you sick motherfucker serious. She knows you people are sick in the head. That's one thing. Look, whether me and my wife stay together, I do not know. I hope so. But one thing I admire about my wife is that she knows you haters are mentally ill. She knows it. And this Nicholas Stanley retard, a clown. I beat the guy's ass. I hit him 7 times on video. You need to give it up. You need to give it up. You are one sick motherfucker. Yeah, I mean, 202-0. Charlie Zelenoff, the best. That kind of power, that kind of speed. It's like these people have been proven wrong in literally every aspect. Who? I didn't need to bloody him up. Let's say there was literally more blood than. Fuck. It was scary, man. Like honestly, I have to throw away the gloves now. That he wore. Those are my gloves. I won hundreds of fights with them. His blood is on them, man. I'm fucked up. I don't even want to watch them. That's nasty, man. It's like his blood's all over those fucking gloves, man. Because I punched him in the nose, man. I broke his nose, but... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have to buy new gloves for the opponent. Fuck. But, yeah, man, what can I say? It feels great to be undefeated, the best fighter. It feels even better that I won 202 underground fights, and I beat so many TV fighters, but yet I've never been on TV. Well, yeah, I was when I smashed Wilder. Those TMZ clowns featured me and shit. No, but you know what I mean. Like, I've never been a part of WWE, and I never will be, because, you know, that reality show crap, you know, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, if these clowns would just admit that they're fake, if you know, HBO would admit that it's fake, it's all rigged. You know, literally on Facebook, HBO, it's HBO Boxing, it says TV show. I mean, come on. TV show? I thought you guys were pro boxing. TV show. No, if they just, there's nothing to admit. It's obvious that those guys are fucking frauds. But if they would just openly, like, admit, you know, like Kyrie Irving demanded a trade openly. Okay, yeah, if they would openly admit, say, hey, you know what, listen, Charlie Zelenoff is number one, and HBO, we're all, you know, you're all fake motherfuckers. If they would admit it, I would completely stop mentioning them. I would just, you know, but these people would always, they just, you know, like they consider themselves actual pro fighters and champions and legends. And I just look at this shit and I'm shaking my head and I'm like, wow, you people are seriously fucking demented. And your fans are demented. You like the reality TV show. Oh my God, look how much money they make. WWE actors make even more money. Listen, Mike Tyson is more famous than me. Mike Tyson has more money than me. But I'm a much better boxer than Mike Tyson. If Mike Tyson got hit with the three-piece that I hit that boxer with today, Mike Tyson, the same shit would happen. He'd be a bloody mess too. Do you understand? I'm famous, but okay, Mike Tyson. Okay, I'm not. Well, hey, when it's all said and done, I will be the most famous boxer. It's not about. Look, I'm the best boxer. I'm physically the greatest of all time. Every time I said 202 is going to be a phenomenal victory. I said 201. It was good too, but I mean, that guy was a pussy. That UFC fighter, he was a pussy. He was like, took off one glove. What the fuck was that? At least this guy took a fucking beating, man. A brutal beating, a bloody beating. But he took, man, this guy would annihilate that UFC fighter, man. This light heavyweight boxer would annihilate that UFC clown that I beat in San Diego. You people get proven wrong all the time. All the time on my Instagram. You try to ridicule me. You try to fucking talk shit. You try to sell me short. You hit me up. Hey, champ. What's up, champ? And then I ignore your shit. I don't respond to you. And then you call me names. Fuck you motherfuckers, man. And all these, what's up with all these smiley faces? These sarcastic, hey, who got the last laugh now, huh? You sure got no smiley faces when that 1-2-3 landed on that motherfucker, huh? You fucking retards. Do you not realize that you are the laughing stocks? You are, not me, you. I am the greatest of all time. The second you people realize that, your lives will be easier. Like, you're trying to sabotage shit. But everything that you people do, literally, karma turns on you. Literally, karma goes against you. That the YouTube, the deleting my YouTube, guess what? It was a blessing in disguise. You want me to explain why? Because my victory today, it was phenomenal. It was just outstanding. Charlie Zelenoff strikes back with literally 202 legendary bloody win. And I said, I'm going to, you know, you people are, you're done, you know, for deleting my YouTube, for, you know, do pizza orders, all this crap. It was a blessing in disguise because guess what now? I'm working with some people, a company that I'm talking with. We have come to terms. They are going to create a YouTube for me. It will be called number one pound for pound Charlie Zelenoff. Number one P for P Charlie Zelenoff, best boxer in the world. They will have the password and I will have the password. There's going to be a lot of money involved. Basically, what I'm doing now, what I have been doing for the past 7-8 years, that's what I'm going to continue doing, winning real underground boxing matches. Not this fake dive shit like Kimbo Green dive showed. And this company, it's gonna monetize, and it's gonna make sure they're gonna do their best for my, well, they're a legit company. They're gonna make sure that my shit does not get flagged. And all you sick motherfuckers that flag my fights, guess what? It ain't gonna be flagged anymore. It doesn't matter. I mean, I got Vimeo, I got my own website, but hey, you know what? I've been on YouTube for a very long time. And now, I'm going to have even more hits. Everything will be restored. Everything. I mean, and the new victory, you're as good as your last fight. Holy shit, man. That's just amazing, man. To be that good, man, it's almost not fair to be that good, man. It's just like not fair to other fighters because nobody can compete with that shit. Charlie Zelenoff. The mecca of boxing, the goat of boxing, the pound-for-pound king of boxing. You cannot sell that short. So all you sick motherfuckers on Instagram, stop messaging me, okay? I have a wife. I talk to her. Man, you all know, you clowns know my wife, and now you're talking shit about her. You people can only dream to have had sex with a woman that beautiful, with a girl that beautiful. You know what I'm saying? To have a wedding with her. Man, listen, you people are straight-up jealous of me. Stop messaging me. Stop it. I don't take any of you clowns serious. Some retard from apparently from England kept saying, "Oh, great win, champ. I'm trying to be set up your fight in London." Dude, no, you idiot. I go to gyms and I find fighters and I beat their ass. This is a new era. There's no promoters. There's no none of that garbage, all right? Jesus Christ is my matchmaker, motherfucker. He gave me the power and he provides the opponents for me and I beat all their asses, all right? Long story short. The greatest of all time. Yeah, seriously, you people need to stop comparing UBF to BoxRec because there is no comparison. UBF is so much better. We're so much more ahead. The UBF is the new era. We don't want to be like BoxRec. We're above BoxRec. BoxRec is a fucking joke. You can't compare. It's like apples and oranges. UBF is actual boxing. BoxRec is WWE. It's like you can't compare it. It's like comparing fucking basketball to soccer. You just, except basketball and soccer are two legit sports. Boxer technology, you know, you get what I'm saying. It's two different things. WWE is just, exactly. Boxer like WWE, it's entertainment. It's you know, like a reality show, like this fake boxer Mayweather who literally never fights once in 2 years. You know, he talks about how great of a boxer he is, but then you look at, okay, Floyd, but when was your last fight? Oh, shit, 2015? That was like 2 years ago, man. Oh, you retired? But what about when you weren't retired? You would fight, your pace was about the same, man. Like, these people are not, if I hit Mayweather, like I hit that boxer today with that three-piece, the same, Floyd would be, I would bloody him up. Guess what? I would knock him out cold. That guy told me to stop. He quit. Yeah, Mayweather, I would keep going, man. I would keep going until he would be in a pool of his own blood on the fucking floor. I mean, come on. Yeah, if an opponent says stop, you, I mean, out of, like, you know, respect reasons, you do got to stop. You don't have to. I mean, if he takes a knee, then, yeah, you have to stop, because otherwise it's a Wilder DQ type shit. Oh, yeah, speaking of Deontay Wilder. Hey, bitch, 202-0 now. You know. Now, Deontay Wilder has gotten worse. Charlie Zelenoff has gotten better. I beat Wilder in the ring. I showed that fight to the cameraman who did a great job recording the day, man. Shout out to the homie Rene. This dude Rene, Mexican dude from prison. He just came out of prison. Yeah. He recorded the fight. So, you know, I showed him the shit with Wilder. And he said, man, you quit, we beat him, man. He said, it doesn't matter what these people say. These people on the internet, they're sick people. They're irrelevant. It doesn't matter what they say, man. He's like, the bottom line is, bro, that it's I just seen you fight, man. And he said, I'm honored to have recorded such a great boxer, the greatest boxer. Like, God damn. He's like, dude, that speed and that power speaks for itself. Like, you don't have to physically, like, explain with words anything. Your fights, your wins, your punches speak for themselves. Fuck what anybody says. He's like, it's obvious you're a world-class fucking pro. You know what I'm saying? The definition of a pro is the talent level, the performance, not the money, not the, even like, I have money, man, come on. But it's not about that. Not what kind of car you drive, not what kind of house you live in, not what kind of phone you have. And I got Samsung Galaxy, is a great phone. You know, like the iPhone pretty much, you know. It's not about, what my point is, it's not about that. These sick people, like, oh, what kind of car do you have? Well, where do you live? Like, what is wrong with you motherfuckers? It's about how you punch, your technique, your speed, your power, your resume, your legacy, 202-0. Something that you bitches wish you had, never will have, something that I have, and will hold forever. The greatest of all time, motherfucker, Charlie Zelenoff.